Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, I saw.
There was no mic. I was like, he's not coming.
No, no. I didn't want to say to you guys, but when Mark Hamill was talking, I could see a mic on the table.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't on a stand, and I was just like.
Yeah.
Ah. And he was so.
But when he said, you know, we need to mention how Harrison is, I was like, oh, he's not coming.
Oh, no, that's when I was just like. Because he did the funny setup to bring out Carrie Fisher.
Oh, no, I thought he was being serious.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh,
and he spoke so heartfelt, like, about coming back and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're going... This is...
I feel like I was on Oprah when they're like, you're all going. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
You're going to come.
Nerd Oprah.
Yeah.
Noprah.
We are getting there slowly. Oh.
So what did you think of what we found out?
Crazy. No, it was good. I mean, I'm going to be egotistical right now. Star Wars Underworld could be egotistical right now. And just say that it just confirmed a bunch of stuff. It was great for us.
Oh, man.
Feels really good.
So, J.J. Abrams, come for the donuts, stay for the concert. This is...
Mind-blowing.
The concert thing's just... in shock. All right, it's 7:24. We are now walking towards a huge herd of people going to the concert. Daisy Ridley's driving past in a Cadillac screaming. And I take back everything I complained about the thing being at the end of the day. I'm going to go back and delete some podcasts. They are now collectible.
Who wants to have some music?
Oh my god. I will never be more yub nub in my. Oh my god. Someone give me the time, Dominic.
It's 9:38.
All right, you guys, it's 9:38. We just went to the Star Wars concert. Listen, if you weren't there, you missed the best thing ever, ever for a Star Wars fan. The best 24 hours in Star Wars fandom, except for this December. And we're with, sorry, I didn't even get your name.
My name's Lilia.
And what were you doing for the concert?
I was the stage manager for the orchestra with the Walt Disney Company. The Walt Disney Company, with Lucasfilm, of course, produced the entire event, both in Hall H. And they wanted to do something, J.J. Abrams and Lucasfilm wanted to do something very, very special for the Comic-Con fans, because this is a big anniversary. And so they hatched a plan.
I must correct you there. Beyond special. Unbelievable. Like, I felt like it was amazing when they announced the concert. So they announced the concert, and I was like, oh, that's going to be hard to get a ticket to. Everyone's invited. That doesn't sound realistic. And then we went there, and then when they started handing everyone lightsabers, I'm like... Because I've slept 2 hours in the past 2 days. And I'm like, am I comprehending what's going on here? So how far in advance was this planned?
Quite a while. Many months, many, many months in advance. We've been working on this a very long time. The Walt Disney Company and Lucas has been working on this very long time. And... you know, trying to figure out all of the logistics of it and wanting to make it absolutely perfect, complete with the fireworks and the video footage.
Oh, the fireworks.
And having, we were very fortunate that the talent was willing to come over and do their appearance as well. So that was fantastic for us. So that was great.
I must say, the last person on the planet Earth that I'd ever think I would see holding a toy lightsaber was Harrison Ford.
It was incredibly generous of all of the talent to be willing to come over and participate. And honestly, it's truly because of their great respect for the fans. JJ is a tremendous leader of you know, the franchise at the moment, and he so truly believes in the fans that he wants to give them the best that he possibly can. And this was, you know, he turned to Disney and said, you know, what can you do? Now, what can we do to make this really special? And this is what it was. And hats off to the San Diego Symphony, who just played their socks off tonight.
Crushed it. They were just amazing.
How about that Leia's theme?
Oh, my God.
The Leia's theme, when we heard it in rehearsal, was just, like, unbelievable. It was so beautiful.
Well, I was talking to some of the bar staff, and I was like, oh, did you guys know? And they're like, oh, no, we had no idea. But then when we got here and we heard some rehearsals of Star Wars music, we're like...
We actually didn't rehearse it here. We kept this as quiet. We wanted it to be a surprise for everyone. We wanted everybody to be on equal footing so that, you know, the people in Hall H were indeed the ones that were being, you know, appreciating, because we knew that everybody stayed up all night and slept in line to come over to Hall H, and we wanted to make sure that it was the Hall H people that were so dedicated that they stayed all day just for the Star Wars, that, you know, we wanted to really show that to them.
That's awesome. So, months of preparation.
Yep.
A lot of secrecy.
Yep.
A lot of hard work.
Yep.
What was it like for you to see 6,000 of the happiest people ever?
It was, to stand backstage and watch it was absolutely amazing. I mean, to look out on the crowd and see everybody with their lightsabers and the reaction that they had to the video clips and the reaction that they had to the musicians, their great respect for the soloists was just fantastic. You know, just the tremendous appreciation of the fans was so heartwarming. Everybody was so, so happy. And then when everybody turned to look at the fireworks and was waving their lightsabers.
You recounting the night that we just had me tearing up.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
We're very, you know, and I will pass this along to the entire team, an amazingly hardworking team that just... crushed it on this one. I mean, absolutely amazing.
Nailed it.
Yeah, they were a great team. The Disney and the Lucas team, just the best in the business. Absolutely the best in the business. So, cool.
Thanks so much for talking to us, and
you're welcome.
And for a memory that we'll never forget.
That is fantastic. And enjoy the rest of your time at Comic-Con.
Sadly, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, well, I'm kind of glad to hear that. So, all right,
wedding canceled.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Do you love that I've canceled our wedding several times?
Yeah.
I'm like, wedding canceled.
You're making that joke. He's gonna get worried.
Yeah, I know. He's like, what? Canceled.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.